glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Who hasn't dreamed of stepping into a fairy tale? Childhood fantasies are common experiences. Sometimes, or somewhere, all of us escape reality to envision ourselves in the role of a hero. Perhaps Robin Hood or Prince Charming, Superman or Wonder Woman. And I know I've just dated myself with that list. I remember learning about Buzz Lightyear from my grandson when he was only 3 years old. Today's heroes are the Avengers. The fantasy is that the same principles don't apply to everyone. Superman could fly. He could see through brick walls. Bullets bounced off his chest. The same principles of life didn't apply to the Man of Steel as they did to earthly men. Today on Moments of Inspiration, we will discuss with you facts, not fantasy. The fact is, there are principles that apply to every single person. No exceptions, no exemptions. Please join us.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh yes, I'm leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Oh yes, I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, yes, I'm leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Oh, yes, I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms, oh yes, I'm leaning, safe and secure from all alarms.
We present every program with a desire to reach out into our world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Each week we have a program just for you. Through the voice of radio, we hope you will hear that Jesus loves you and has died for you. There are many promises and blessings to share in the message of Christ. We would like to have the opportunity to share more of them with you. There is a fact of life that we cannot ignore. It is certainly dangerous to ignore it. That fact is that there are principles in this life that are true for every person, and there are no exceptions, nor are there any exemptions. For example, all of us live under the law of gravity. God designed this earth in such a way that we can live on it without being crushed by the atmospheric pressure. And we have no fear of walking outside and being spun off the face of the earth because we are no longer under its influence. There are no exceptions. Everyone who plans to have a safe landing when skydiving wears a parachute. Why? Because everyone falls toward the earth under the same gravitational pull. The law applies to everyone, no exceptions. The same is true about aging. None of us can step out of time. Obviously, there are a great desire in man's mind at times to have that ability. Fantasies exist of those who have been time travelers for years. But it's all fantasy. We're locked into the same moment of time. Right now, it is the same moment of time for you and me. We're growing older at the very same rate. We spend our time the very same way, one moment after the other, 1 hour, 1 day, 1 year. And our birthday is going to come around just the same. 1 year later, we will be 1 year older. No matter how much our desire may be, we cannot move backward or forward in time, not even for a second. It is a law, a principle, under which we all live. It is true about death as well. Unless Jesus Christ returns to this earth and we are changed in the twinkling of an eye at that last trumpet, we will die. The Bible speaks as plainly as it can on the subject. It is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes judgment. Hebrews 9:27. Now, folks, it is dangerous to live in a fantasy world thinking that such laws don't apply. It is almost certain to be fatal, if not extremely painful, to jump from a plane without a parachute. Because any hope of a safe landing rests upon one's respect for the law of gravity. There are cemeteries and headstones aplenty that tell the facts that death will come to each person. If not something else, age itself will finally come and take its toll on our mortal bodies. There are laws of the Spirit that apply to everyone, just as these we have already mentioned. No one is exempt. No exceptions exist. I am thinking about the law of the harvest. We know from the natural laws that principles exist about harvest. If we plant cotton in our field, then it is cotton that we expect to harvest. If corn, wheat, milo, oats, you name it, whatever we sow, that's what we shall reap. Listen to this same principle applied to the spiritual truths of God's law. Galatians 6:7-8 read, "Do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, this will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh shall from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit shall from the Spirit reap eternal life." It is extremely dangerous for us to ignore this principle as if it does not apply. Just as confined as we are to the laws of gravity, aging, and death, so we are under the law of the spiritual harvest. It is so important that we examine our lives at this moment and make certain about our sowing and our expected harvest. Do you remember the man who, among the crowd surrounding Jesus, cried out, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me"? The Lord refused to get involved in this dispute. But Jesus used the opportunity to teach the crowds. He said to them, "Beware and be on your guard against every form of greed, for not even when one has an abundance does his life consist of his possessions." Then he follows that up with the parable of the rich fool. The farmer had planted his crops and his land was very productive, so productive that he had to tear down his barns and build larger ones to store it all. And then he concluded that he had goods for many years. All he needed to do was to sit back and take life easy. But God calls the man a fool. That night his soul would be required of him, and all he had prepared for an easy life would be for someone else. The applied lesson of the parable comes in these words of Jesus. So is the man who lays up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God. This scene is more powerful when we consider the circumstance. Jesus was teaching spiritual principles that would lead the crowd of people to heaven. He was telling them about their relationship to God and the truths of eternal life. And then right in the midst of it comes this man's demand for physical gain. He should have been seeking the spiritual treasure that Jesus was offering. But instead, his heart and his mind was centered upon earthly things. Our Bibles are clear. The words tell us God does not take second place. If our lives are so occupied with satisfying the carnal things, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life, then our treasure is on them. Jesus said, "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." He declared plainly that we humans cannot serve two masters, we cannot serve God and earthly wealth. We either love the one, hate the other, or we hold to one and despise the other. The Apostle Paul warns, "Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare, and many foolish and harmful desires which plunge men into ruin and destruction." Let us test ourselves to see if indeed God occupies our heart and not the pursuits of this world. The law of the harvest will always apply. What are we sowing? It is not possible to sow for a lifetime to the flesh and then expect a spiritual harvest. Can we help you to enthrone Jesus as King of your life?
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonder.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.